USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people now supporting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were in high school in the early 80s. Lawyers for Ford handed sworn declarations from the four to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of Thursday's hearing on her abuse claims. Kavanaugh denies the allegations.
Today, justice was served.
That's Montgomery County PA DA Kevin Steele after Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes, using his fame and fortune.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today, probably by 0.25%. It would be the third rate hike this year. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
President Trump will chair a meeting of the UN General Assembly today. Yesterday, he addressed the gathering in New York City and, among other things, defended his trade policies.
We believe that trade must be fair and reciprocal. The United States will not be taken advantage of any longer.
Sons of Anarchy actor Paul John Vasquez has died. The 48-year-old actor died Monday of an apparent heart attack at his father's house in California. Thursday night's NFL game between the Minnesota Vikings and LA Rams will make history no matter what happens on the field, as it will be the first NFL telecast to feature two women as primary broadcasters. Veteran journalists Hannah Storm and Andrea Kremer will be covering the game for Amazon Prime. Things slowly getting back to normal for Delta Airlines after a ground stop overnight blamed on a technical problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Scientists at the University of Texas at Austin are suggesting that the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup is behind the deaths of bee populations all around the world. Glyphosate is already being blamed for causing cancer in humans. The researchers say it destroys specialized gut bacteria in bees, leaving them susceptible to infection and death. Boxer Victor Ortiz, is being charged with rape. The 31-year-old, surrendering to authorities in Oxnard, California yesterday, booked on 3 felony counts, including forcible rape, charges that stem from an incident that reportedly happened at a Southern California home back on March 19th. Ortiz is also known for competing on Dancing with the Stars in 2013 and for some movie roles as well, including The Expendables 3 and Southpaw. President Trump has a new $1.5 million Cadillac limo named like its predecessor, the Beast. It weighs 20,000 pounds and is designed to survive nearly every type of possible attack. It also has a fridge filled with blood of the same type as the president's, and he also has some James Bond features, like being able to create a smoke screen if necessary, or an oil slick to thwart any pursuit. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.